I'm here with me lovely pyjamas and me dressing gown, and I'm all nice and cozy.
Yay, Kim!
Well, it's been a great night. I say it every week, but do you know what? The thing that's really hit home tonight is that it's just one day at a time. We can't do anything else. I shared it last week that, you know, we can't do anything about yesterday. We certainly can't do anything about tomorrow because it hasn't happened yet. But it's just one day at a time. And I was watching this movie the other night, and it had a lot of stunt people in it, and, you know, people jumping off of buildings. And on one of them, it showed you how they put this huge, like, inflatable platform, so that when they jump off, you know, we think it's all dramatic and they're dead at the other end. But they're actually stunt people, so they jump off and this cushion thing protects them. And as I'm watching it, I'm thinking about God and how when we do things, you know, and we're unsure what the outcome's going to be, but God always has that protection for us. So we may be in circumstances that we're unsure of, but we never have to fear because God has his own way of protecting us. So even, I'm not telling people to jump off buildings, but, you know, when we're going along and we're unsure of whether we're doing right or wrong, we just keep going if we know we're doing it with God, because he'll put that protection there for us that we never have to fear. And, you know, Jane, what you were saying about the different religions and the different churches, I think that's the one thing about this Zoom fellowship and with Lawrence and Sangit and everybody else, you know, that is looking to God, is that we don't have a religion. You know, when people ask us, oh, who do you belong to? Well, we say we belong to no one. We belong to God, and we belong to the Church of God. And they're like, well, what denomination is that? Well, it's non-denominational. And as soon as you say that, it's like, oh, you know, well, but they are missing that intimate relationship with God. You know, it's okay. Danny was telling me the other day, actually, about this guy he knows. And this guy goes to a church and has invited Danny along. But every Sunday, you have to wear your best hat, your best clothes. It's you know, you couldn't just turn up in t-shirt and jeans, or, you know, so you're straight away, you're portraying yourself as something you're not, because we don't all wear our best dress and our best hat when we go out every day. And it's not, I said, well, perhaps it's a sign of respect, you know, perhaps you're, no, Mum, it's nothing to do with a sign of respect. It's because the church demands it. So if you don't have a nice hat and you don't have a nice dress, then you ain't welcome to that church. So, you know, all these different denominations and these different religions, they really think they have the truth. But the truth is what sets you free, and these people aren't free. They're in bondage to what man says. So, you know, yeah, we can read in the Old Testament, and it says that we're not to adorn ourselves with apparel and gold and jewels and everything else. But it's still nice to look nice. And if you're doing it from the right heart, then that's okay. But if you're doing it because a man's told you, then there's no freedom in that. So, you know, God gives us this freedom that we walk on a daily basis. Every day. You know, every day we look to him. Every day we seek him from a pure heart. Not because we're afraid, because he's going to, like, bring down the wrath on us, or in fear that we're going to mess up, but that we have that confidence in him. You know, like when I said to Leanne today, when I raised my children, I raised them to be thankful, always to say please and thank you, but also because it comes then from the heart. You know, if you're doing something for your child, it's because you want the best for them. And, you know, and as they grow up, the word says that it will never depart from them. So when we instill those good things, you know, it's just like us. When God instills the good things, because we're his child, when he instills the good things in us, it will never leave us. So our hearts are to go out into the community and to bless people and to love people. You know, there's so much hatred, and like Bambi was sharing, and Madeline, and also, Anyway, you know, your jobs, you know, you feel that you want to be able to say what you want to say, but the world has conditioned us that we are to accept these things that are contrary to what the word says. And so we must never be afraid to be the odd one out, the one that takes the stand. You know, over here, everybody rushed out in fear when COVID hit. You know, panicking and stressing and running to, you know, the nearest place where they could get their injections. And, you know, it was just a mass of chaos and people ringing doctors. But nobody in the world takes the time to really go by their own free will. They follow like sheep to a slaughter, you know, and it's not right. Like with this church, these people just follow. Now, some of them may have their hearts in the right place, I'm not saying that, but, you know, generally traditions of religion and Christianity and everything else, they don't have it all right. None of us really do, but if you've got that good relationship with God and you are worshipping God out of a free will and a pure heart, you can't go wrong, because God will guide you. God will lead and guide you. He will show you what to do. Like, yes, we have this Zoom fellowship, but Lawrence isn't God. God's placed each person in the body where it pleases him. And what? All we get from Lawrence is great encouragement. You know, you can do, or all the teachings he puts out, all the video recordings and everything else is all there. You can go through it with a fine tooth comb. All he wants to do is to serve God and to bless God's people, right? He never really puts himself up on that pedestal. And I say to him, you know, love, you've done so much. God's really going to bless you for this. You know, it's not about what people think or people say, but you know, you really are faithful to God. And I'm here. I see it. You know, the times I've tried to have a conversation with him, and just as I go to speak and the phone rings, and he goes, just a minute, love. Hello. God bless. You know, and then about 2 hours passes, and he says, oh, what was it you wanted, love? And I'm like, well, with me Alzheimer's and everything, I forgot. I'll come back to you in a bit. So then about an hour goes past, and I come back to him, and I say, oh, love, remember that I wanted to sit, and then Zoom would go off, or he's texting, or something's happening. And so I know how much work he puts into it, and I know how God has rewarded him for his faithfulness, you know. And so if God does it for one, he's going to do it for all. It's very simple. Like, we really can all walk by that Spirit on a 24-hour basis, having no fear, no worries, no doubts, knowing that God says that you are worthy, that he called you as an individual, even though we're collective here, he called you Bambi, he called you Cathy, he called you Jane, he called you Peter, he called you Madeline, and Marie, and Frank, and Mary, right? He called you. And wherever that was, or however long ago that, and you, Michael, I haven't forgot you, Michael, however long ago that was, and for some people it was a long time ago, you know, he called each one of you, whether it was 10 minutes ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, it doesn't matter, right? What matters is what you are doing today and how you're moving with him and whether you're growing. See, if we're not growing, then we're dying spiritually. We should be growing every day, first and foremost in that relationship with him. And then when we do take that big step, always knowing that he's got that inflatable cushion ready to protect us. You know, when Danny and Amber were up yesterday, and oh, it was such an amazing event to actually prophesy over my son and my daughter-in-law, and just for encouragement for them to see what God's doing in their lives and where God's pulled them from to where they are now. And having that peace in their hearts, knowing that they're called of God, that they can move, you know, and it blessed them. It just came right at that right time, you know, because some weeks they don't go as smooth as others. Me, my weeks go smooth, to be real honest. I can't, it's only bumpy when I'm with Lawrence. You know, when we are striving, really wanting to be the best we can be, not allowing the adversary to buffet us. You know, he does have his methods, and I hate promoting, I'm not promoting the adversary at all, but he is a sharp little cookie at times, you know, and he twists and he wangles and, you know, he'll try and get in there to buffet your day. But just remember that greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. You have nothing to fear, nothing to worry. That our God is an awesome God. You know, and this is what this Zoom fellowship's for, so that people can share their testimonies. Like Bambi, look at this, brand new car. And it's cheaper for her to have a brand new car than it is to have a second-hand one. What a amazing thing. See, anything your heart desires, or even doesn't desire, is available because God makes it available. We just got to get in that, sort of, we've got to zoom in on God and just get in alignment and harmony with him and see it come to pass. You know, we can all put doubts there, you know, well, you know, I haven't asked for a new car, so I won't get one. Well, ask then. If you want one, ask. You know, if you don't ask, as I say to Maya, if you don't ask, you don't get, darling. You know, if you want something, ask. You know, and me being a grandmother, I want to go all out to give what she's asking for. So how much more does God want you to ask so that he can give? Because he's a loving God, that's what he wants to do. And his heart is to give and is to bless you, the individual. And then, obviously, when we come on here and we share our testimonies and what's going on in our lives, it blesses us as a collection, as a body of people. You know, we all get to hear the wonderful testimonies. So we got to get more bold, we got to get more confident, and, you know, and not let the adversary try to, you know, send us off down the wrong road. We need to ask, and then we have to learn how to receive. You know, because sometimes people say, oh, no, 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 no. But God's given it to you. Just receive it. If you've asked for it, just receive it. Thank God and move on. Because what he does for one, he'll do for all of us. So I'm looking for my new car next. Well, my car is pretty new, but I don't mind another new one. I don't mind. You know, so we just ask. And yes, Madeline, we all, us women, we all need a spa day or a nail day, yeah, or a hair day. You know, Lawrence goes enough times. He's the woman in this house. More beauty products than I ever owned. And can be up, showered, dressed, makeup on, 15 minutes. An hour later, I'm still waiting on him. He's the woman in this house when it comes to beauty products and spas and massages and all that rubbish, yeah. But, you know, he says, you know, they should have called me Tim and him Laura. But, you know, God brought us together, so let nothing divide. You know, I love him dearly, even though I do have fun with him at times. I do love him dearly. And, but, you know, so just remember that big cushion, God's got it there ready for whatever steps you take that you're unsure of. He's ready there to protect us. And that we just go to him. We don't worry about what the churches are doing. We don't worry about religion. Because, you know, we don't want religion. We want what God's got for us. And God is not religious. You see? and he doesn't want us religious. You know, it's good to have fun, it's good to have laughter. You know, like Lawrence shared, it's a medicine. You know, that laughter is a medicine. It really does lift your heart and soul. I mean, I'm cracking up probably 5 or 6 times a day living with Lawrence. He is like a medicine, honestly. He's so funny. Only, obviously, it's English humour as well, so, you know, sometimes people don't get it, but it is hilarious. I know Frank's had a few laughs with him and with the little text messages that he gets and everything, and just Lawrence's heart is so pure. You know, if he feels that it's a bit of a dull day, he'll do anything to liven that up. You know, and God chose him. God chose him. So we don't look on the outward appearance. We've really just got to look on people's hearts and just see how people are really motivated to really want to move with God. You know, we can, anyone can be a great example, Jane. You know, we're not all the same. We're all made differently. We all have different personalities and attributes. And that's what is such a blessing, because when God brings you into that family, there's a mixture, you know, and we can all serve and bless one another. You know, we have that unique bundle. You know, if you have a big organization, they'll have accountants, they'll have surveyors, they'll have all sorts of different types of people working within that umbrella, all to make that company work to the best of its ability. And it's the same with God. You know, he has his accountants, he has his healers, he has his pastors and his prophets and his teachers, and it's all under one umbrella. And when we all go to work, wow, does God ministry really move. And we just have to believe it, and we really have to walk out on it, knowing that we are first of all an individual with God, and then collectively we are God's mighty ambassadors working together to really bring God's will to pass. So God bless your hearts. Have a great week, guys, and I've got next week and the week after, and I'm off for a week. Hence, I took my week when the kids were back at school. Very wise. Otherwise, Leanne would have me here, there and everywhere. So I've got my week off. And one more thing. I booked the minibus yesterday, which was a miracle and a half. So as you know, the ladies are coming over from the US in June. And lo and behold, I've only just found out that they are actually coming on the weekend of the Queen's 70th Jubilee. And so all the minibuses in Bristol were hired and I couldn't get one. And I'm thinking, well, this is strange. Like, not one minibus? Come on, God. And people were saying, oh, well, you can have it on the Wednesday. Well, I don't want it on the Wednesday. I need it on the Monday morning. Well, ours has been let out. You know, this is the Queen's Jubilee. People are travelling up. And what fools would travel up for that? Right, I've got believers coming, I need a minibus. And then finally there was a cancellation, I guess, and the guy rang me yesterday and said, I've got one minibus, 17 seater, do you have a D1 driving license? And I said, I don't know. He said, well, if you look on the back of your driving license, if you were born if you passed your test, he said, before 1982 or something, you should have a D1 on it. And I said, well, now that's going to be telling my age, isn't it? You know, I don't want to tell you if I've got... But anyway, I do have a D1. Obviously, I was born way before that. So I'm able to drive a 17-seater, so... And we got it for £1,000 cheaper than everybody else was charging. So, praise God. It'll probably be... a 17-seater tandem or something. That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it? Anyway, no, there's no such thing. But so we got our minibus for when the ladies come as well. So that'd be a blessing. So anyway, God bless you all.